Shalom,
hello. We're in a special lesson about Tisha B'Av, the 9th of the month of Av. You can find the materials in our website and ask questions there. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson. We're going to read chosen excerpts.
Let's go ahead.
We're going to continue from excerpt number 6 from the book Pri Tzadik. In these 3 weeks, in the date, the 17th of Tammuz, the tablets were broken. And in the 9th of Av, the first temple was destroyed. And in the 2nd, Israel was left to exile. But it was all a preparation for Israel to be rewarded with a great light later. About the tablets being broken, it was said, it is a good thing that you broke it, that by the breaking of the tablets, they got the light of the Torah. And in the 9th of Av, the Messiah is about to be born, as it is written, that the destruction of the temple was a preparation for the third temple. And then full redemption will come and no exile will follow.
Let's hope that we are before the rebuilding of the third temple, after which there will be no more exile, and everything depends on our correction, of course. And our correction doesn't mean that we correct anything. It means that we're raising man, and the correction happens from above as we learn about it through the entire wisdom of Kabbalah. So we need only to understand what's up to us. Raising man. What is raising man? A deficiency. What kind of a deficiency exactly do we need to raise? On which discernments? On which things? What should be corrected? Our nature. Our desire, our tendency, inclination. For what? For connection. Only the tendency for connection, the request for connection has to be here. Our primary concern. If we raise man correctly, we will feel how much all these upper forces fall into place and they build from us the third temple. Okay, clear?
What is the action of the shattering that after it enables you to rise upwards? What? How does it work?
It happens because the Creator created from above down a system, and this system revealed in itself the desire to receive so great that it could not withstand receiving in order to bestow. That's why it shattered in Mochin of Chaya, which is called the first temple, and in Mochin of Neshama, which is called the second temple. And then no sanctity remained, meaning bestowal of connection. And all the parts of the will to receive that the Creator created as existence out of absence moved away from one another, shattered and moved apart. Now we have the correction, trying to bring these shattered parts closer, which is us, and try to assemble them into something. Try. When we try, we understand that it's impossible. We went through many actions. We were in the attainment of the upper light. Attainment of the shattering of the first temple, attaining and shattering of the second temple, meaning Mochin of Chaya and to Mochin of Neshama. We went out into exile, truly exile, which is where we are for the past 2,000 years. And what we need after this final shattering and all of our attempts to do something with ourselves and to do something and the world with us, we need to understand what is the correction. The correction is in connection. And connection is not by ourselves, because we have no strength, no forces, no deeds in us, only raising of the man, the request. For that, we need to learn how we need to raise man. In order to raise man, we need to try and connect between us. And not feel sorry, not regret the fact that we can't. The wise person sees the future. When I'm trying to connect with others, and each time I see that I cannot and cannot and cannot, I have to continue more and more. Connect, perform various actions. Until I reach a stage where I let go, I raise my, throw my hands up. When, I don't know, but it needs to happen. My work is to try each time. Until I discover that I can't, I'm incapable. Only the Creator is capable of doing. Because He's standing in my way, He doesn't let me carry out the connection. And then I yell, I cry out, I erupt. It's called the raising of man. And then when I ask in this way, I receive the strength from above, the force of connection. When the force of connection begins to work in me, through me, with its help, I understand where I am, what's happening, what needs to be. But not before this light, this mochin, comes to me from above. And it comes only when it's preceded by man from me. That's what's happening. So all of our work is to constantly try connections, until we come to despair. But not the despair when we don't let go. On the one hand, you have to be alert and ready for correction. On the other hand, I come to a step where I can't do it. And mainly, it has to happen in our group, the global Bnei Baruch group. On the one hand, despair of our own strength, and then together with that, joy that we finally reached connection with the Creator in our demand to Him. This is the meaning of my sons have defeated me. And then we receive from above the force of correction, and everything works out. Clear? Find the relevant parts.
I wanted to understand the order of the internal work about the temples. What you're saying is that the temple is only made after we raise man? Talking about the inner work. The internal temple is made after we raise man?
The first and second temple were established because we got the strength, the forces to come out of Egypt. We got forces to receive the Torah, to cross the desert, from Malchut to Bina, and to build these corrections from Bina to Malchut in the first temple, in Ab, and Bina and Malchut in the second temple, which is Sag. Once these two temples shattered, that's it. We're done. Now we need to try from this final shattering after this first one, the second one, and the exile of Babylon was between them and the current exile. We need to now work. Our work is simple. Only ask, only to ask. We have no strength to do anything of our own. But for us to be able to ask, to want to ask for what? We have to try to do it by ourselves. Because what will you ask for? there has to be some despair, exertion. From this, the man accumulates an awakening from below, and the Creator will do it.
If all things are pre-planned and there's nothing here we're doing, we're only revealing, like the first temple is a track.
Put in the labor, the exertion.
Yeah, that I understand, but what are the actions that we, let's say it this way, in order to reach the first temple, it's there, we just have to reach it. We have to reach the first for it to be destroyed, then reach the second, then it's destroyed, and then, so in the order of our actions in the ten, how do we attain these things?
You have to reach the third temple, not the first and not the second. The first and the second are on the way from above down. The third one is from on the way from below up. Because specifically through the shattering of the first and second temple, you have the broken vessels and they're intermixed. And you only need to raise man so that they would be corrected and nothing more.
This means that the first and the second temples are forced on us without our decision or desire. It's there. And then the process that comes later with the shattering and everything, we got it. It's nothing we can do about it. What now? What's next? We haven't yet received because...
Because you're not raising man.
Okay, so what's the matter of this man? What should it be?
A deficiency. But a deficiency where you know what you want.
Yeah, that's the question.
Well, that's a correct question. This question is truly a question. We call it asking about the rains. What can you ask if you haven't tried anything? It's good to have a constant demand towards the Creator, no doubt, but each time you have to make sure that this request is more and more clarified, scrutinized.
And all of Nebuchadnezzar has to be under the same request, or can it be different?
The same request, of course. What other request do we have other than being in one group as one man and one heart, and in this heart, one heart will discover the Creator as one, and this will be the third temple. And from it onwards, the light will expand the understanding, the feeling to all the people in the world, and this world will start to ascend with us to spiritual degrees, and all this corporeality will disappear from our sensation.
So, thousands of people here and all over the world hear what you just said, and from my feeling and experience, I feel that each of us heard something else. How can we reach the same thing?
From trying to connect and pray and connect.
But this feeling that each of us hears something else is also something I'm getting from above. Is that a disturbance or is that the way it should be?
I don't know, disturbances or not disturbances. In my eyes, there are no disturbances. Everything is corrections.
I still don't understand how we can reach one thing, all of us.
You should do what's required of you. Don't worry about others.
What's required on me to do?
What's required of you is to try to connect with everyone, and to the extent you fail to raise the demand, the request to succeed.
How should I look at it, this desire to connect?
You simply want to connect in practice, in the study, in the gathering of friends, in anything and everything, and every day throughout the day you are worried, you're concerned. Have I done everything I can for the connection in the group and for the connection in the world?
I don't even know what this connection is. I don't know. I'm trying.
So, if you don't start, you'll have nothing. With your complaints, you can remain the way you are.
It's not a complaint. I'm really asking, what is the precise connection? I'll do. I'll exert. I'll do whatever you tell me to do. But give me that direction, this exact thing I need. At the moment, I don't understand. What does it mean to connect? To make coffee? To drink coffee? To give chocolate to the friends? What does it mean to want to connect?
imagine all of us in one desire only, help one another to be a single system in which a single force of mutual bestowal is revealed, of mutual love between us, mutual support.
And how what you just told me will become real?
I don't know. I know this is what we need to do. How does it turn into it? I don't know. It's not on me to finish the job, only to do, to try. That's it.
I had a different question, but you answered Uri, saying that we should imagine us all being in one desire.
He doesn't know what is connection. How can I explain what is connection? How can you explain it? He should imagine to himself.
All of us being in one desire, isn't that the corrected state already?
But we are not in one desire. I have to constantly yearn for everyone to be in one desire.
So the mere fact that I'm imagining everyone to be in one desire, it's a prayer already?
It's not a prayer, depending on whether you attach the Creator to it or not. It's recommended to attach the upper force to it. By what? How do you hope and yearn for you to be in connection? We can't arrange ourselves in such a way by ourselves that we will be connected. I need to add to this the upper force. It's Israel, the light, Kodesh Baruch Hu, are one.
Yesterday in the Zohar lesson, I heard you say something very strong, very powerful. I sent it to my 10. I edited it. And sometimes it happens in the Zohar lesson. Not everyone hears, but it's like a gem that it comes out there, and everyone is busy doing other things. They're not exposed to it, but it's...
But it gets in, nevertheless, even when a few dozen people are sitting here. It works.
It passes to everyone eventually? It sips in?
Yes, if there's connection, it works. Additionally, if I want something to kind of travel through the society, I write about it on Twitter. I try to bring it into Twitter in some way. Okay? Okay, Rachamim.
How can we, Bnei Baruch, become the horn of Messiah? The shofar of Messiah.
Only by raising our man. It should be from all of us together. As clarified and scrutinized as possible, unified from all the hearts and all the desires, should be similar to one another, so we'll understand one another and what we want by this mutual annulment from each one towards the others. By that, it will connect.
How can we reach a state that the heart understands?
The heart understands is a different problem. It's like the zivug of apsag. I don't want understandings. I want the Creator to feel our deficiency. Of course, he feels it, but to feel it means that he will begin to react to this deficiency in such a way that we will enter into a mutual action with him. I to my beloved to me, on behalf of the entire group. And then, after that, I will be able to bestow to the whole world. But each one needs to care about it. We are in the state of the 9th of Av. Really, the world is coming closer to that. So we need to be concerned. So everyone will understand what should we do, and together, the nations of the world, all of us, we're all. No one will feel good. We need to explain what are the corrections that we need to carry out.
How does the order of the Rishimot that emerge give us an eternal attainment?
I don't know. We're not talking about infinite attainment.
Thank you very much.
It's not good. Next.
Excerpt number 7 by Hashla, a holy Hashla. The sufferings cleanse and also bring repentance, as has been explained in the portions of Bein HaMetzarim, Between the Straits. And then the verse, the Creator will raise you because you are poor, will occur. Because being weak or poor, these are troubles that cause the loftiness, and they cause the advantage of light over what was before. The advantage of light comes out of darkness, because He has set us in darkness so that the great light will emerge out of the darkness. So the Creator turns the curse into a blessing, because the curse itself becomes the blessing. And the destruction of the temple is its rebuilding.
Its structure.
Because the destruction of the temple causes the verse, "Your iniquity is over, daughter of Zion." And then the holy temple will be built as an eternal temple.
Meaning all the shatterings, all the problems, everything we're going through, we have to collect it, arrange it, and from all the shatterings and all the exiles, everything from that to raise man, and then we will reach redemption. But to understand that all those flaws that we discover, weaknesses, problems, we need them. We must have them. Not that we want them, but we desire the correction. When you desire correction, you are shown the corruption, the flaw. And each time the bad comes out of the good, and the good is constructed on top of the bad. Question?
The Creator, you said, is always standing against us, not letting us connect.
Yeah, the Creator doesn't let us connect, of course. Is there anyone else?
So what's the right way to work with that?
To ask. You ask. You work against Him.
Suppose tomorrow we have the tens meet. They connect, every ten connects or meets in order to connect. And then usually we come out in a feeling we didn't make it. So how to organize it in a way that a request will be born, that something will happen?
I don't know, think about it. It really is an important thing. How do you arrange the common request in such a way that at least for a moment you'll come to this minute that will be fire in the right demand?
This has to happen during the meeting, meaning we have to organize it.
I don't know, during the yeshiva, during the assembly. It could be in any, each and every state. There could be a state, one kind of state or another, but when something appears to a person, or he receives strength for something spiritual, he doesn't know. Typically, it's during times that are seemingly totally incorrect. Okay? Yes, Amnon.
Rab,
Rav, all the Kabbalists, since the destruction of the second prayer, carry a prayer for the building of the third temple, a request. They raise man. What is the reason that these days, today, when we all ask, it can happen?
Well, because we have the quantity as well. We're more suitable for a group that can raise man. An international group, great, big group, group that is more understanding, that is closer, relatively closer to the spiritual process. Everything else we can attain, nevertheless, by starting to work with the lights and the vessels. Therefore, our group is a group that is worthy of it. What we're missing, what we're lacking, is the connection between us, a greater connection between us during the request.
What makes more influence, the quantity or the combination of quality and quantity?
You need quantity and quality, although in spirituality, typically, quality is more important. However, during these times, and we are moving towards the end of correction, the quantity is very important.
And we need not wait these 6,000 years.
No, there's no relation to the 6,000 years. It's like the world went crazy during the 2000 Y2K. Remember?
Yeah.
What will be? I don't know. What folly for people to... I thought it was only the media kind of hyping things up, to awaken things, but they need some scoops, but no. I saw that these are serious people.
My personal opinion is that at that time, for me, it cost a lot of money, but I think it was a worldwide planning to do something, but that's something else. I'm talking about that 2K. But if we'll now connect, will this hasten the times?
We can bring the end of correction, period. That's what I claim, that's what I think. Period. Each and every person, each and every friend in Nebaruch has to think this way, decidedly. There's nothing more. What are we going to wait for the trouble to grow? And you see what's happening with each passing day, and will happen, God forbid. Let's try to circumvent those. Let's go.
Excerpt 8 out of Sfat Emet, the language of truth. In truth, the force of unity is very big and it may evoke the root force from the heavens, but it has to be for the sake of the Creator. And this is something that is only in the children of Israel. Since in the days of Babylon, they all collected together, but they couldn't do it. Only for the children of Israel, who have a part of the Creator in them, they were given this force of unity. And it took place later when they built the temple, because that temple was not about trees and rocks alone. Only by the connection of the children of Israel, when each person of Israel has a certain part, as the verse goes, Jerusalem is built as a city that was connected together, a city that makes all of Israel become friends. And a building was made below by the souls of the children of Israel. And by building this temple, they rose to be in adhesion with the souls of the children of Israel in the upper world. As the verse goes, there they rose. And it is truly, as it was said, we'll build a city with its head in the heavens. Only by doing it for the sake of heavens, they could do it.
It's a little complex what is writing here. He claims that only by the force of unity we can correct everything. Next.
Excerpt number 9 from Shem Yishmuel. While Israel are all in unity, they fear nothing. This is why, along with the punishment of exile, they got the separation of the hearts and unfounded hatred. Because without it, no exile could occur at all. And therefore, the beginning of trouble was in the date 17th of Tammuz, where the city, when they broke into the city. As Rashi explained, that when they had no wall, they started separating. And it is the day of the breaking of the tablets and worshipping the golden calf that caused the breaking of the tablets and later the breakthrough into the city.
Next.
Excerpt number 10 by the Maharal from Prague. By the temple and Jerusalem, Israel all became as one man because they had one altar and they were not allowed to build his own altar. And so, by the temple, Israel became one person. And when there was a separation between them, the place that united Israel has been ruined. And therefore, by the unfounded hatred, the city and the temple were destroyed.
Questions? Yes, no?
What should be our man over?
Connection. Israel, the light, Kodesh Baruch Hu are one. That's it. I need to cause connection to give the Creator a place to be revealed, because by that I give Him contentment. When I do it, I'm also in adhesion. From adhesion, I build contentment because I'm drawing all the created beings. By that, I give Him contentment. In short, connection for the Creator to be revealed.
You just answered Amnon.
But this connection we cannot do by ourselves. We ask of Him. Meaning He depends on us, on our demand to perform the connection, and then we depend on Him to do it.
I didn't understand the order.
You understand? He, by Himself, cannot correct. How will He perform the correction to be revealed to the creatures without their request, without a deficiency from them? You want to bestow to the host. So bestow to him by asking of him to connect you. You will be able to receive from him in order to bestow. And in this way, you'll be able to carry out bestowal to him. I don't know what else is there to say. Fine.
Rav, it's not for no reason that we live in this world.
Really?
Well, that's what I think.
Well, you're old. I trust you.
Yeah, but I'm asking, how can we, from this place that we demand connection, how do we relate to what's going on around us? Since here, regarding this work, specifically the gap we see today between the corporeal world and what's going on with it and where it's headed, and between that and between us knowing that only this connection will help, how do we connect it? That's what I want your help with.
It's connected. And how?
Yeah, but how to use it practically?
You can use it because the whole world is bringing you a deficiency. The whole world is showing you how much this state is opposite of correction. The whole world is crying out. He wants change. The fact that they don't know exactly what kind of change, but everybody sees that something is missing, even for the rich people and criminals. Doesn't matter whom. Everyone needs correction.
For us, it's clear. But I'll tell you, after every lesson, I'm breaking my head. How can I use something to bring something out of this lesson? It's a craft. Not to talk about religion, not to talk about this. People will say, if it's religion, I don't want to hear.
Hold on, when you're talking about connection, is that religion?
Nah, but just connection. And who's going to listen to this? What is that? What are you talking about? We don't know what it is.
Explain a few more sentences. How else can you get there? You have nothing else to sell but the method of connection. And thank God, today in our world, we feel just how much the world needs only that. It's mutual understanding, mutual recognition, the nearing, mutual nearing between people, between nations. If we were more connected, you know, what kind of sources of power, of abundance would appear. The earth would heal immediately. In this way, right now, it's going to kill us. And this way would be the exact opposite. What do you mean? To explain to them through sociology, finances, ecology, everything. We need to be connected. There is no other way to survive.
Yeah, I'm doing it all the time, taking things that happen in Israel with children, things that happen all over the world. And I'm saying, friends, the solution is only if we, at least in the things, at least start with don't do to your friend what you hate when they do to you. I do it all the time. Some people respond in a good way. But anyway, we have to go up a degree, up a notch. Or you're saying keep on going like this and it will seep in bit by bit.
What do you recommend? Am I prohibiting you from anything? I don't even know what you're doing.
No, but I'm asking, maybe we can make us more to the point, sharper to the point. I don't know even how to explain it.
If I get an idea or I see it in the writings of Rabash or Baal Sulam, I write about it on Twitter.
That's very high. It's for an ordinary person.
Well, I'm turning to you and a little bit to others, but in essence to my students. I don't think anyone off the street, maybe they read my tweets, I don't know, but I don't see reactions. I never see what people are saying about me. It's not important to me.
Yeah, this effort to come out of this place where we absorb these things, that I think that these things are very alive in us. It's there. We all believe in it all the way. Because everyone here is, no one is coming just for no reason, and it's not a usual thing for people to invest in such a thing. We all want to reach out to other people so they'll also understand that that's the only thing that can save this world. There is no other solution. Nothing will help.
Continue explaining.
Thank you.
There's nothing to do. Gradually, we become smarter. The world also will Roll, I want to give some room to Dudi. He awakens great envy in me. Only he can do it. Okay, it's enough.
Yeah, that's enough, guys.
It will corrupt him.
That's it, it's over. So I'm happy to show this newspaper, Ha'uma, the nation, number 43. It's all about 9th of Av. First of all, I have to say thank you to so many friends who helped it. It's really not me. There is such a huge team that works a lot, and so many friends are handing out this newspaper, and everyone puts the heart into this newspaper. And also I have to thank my team that always keeps me up there in the air, and these are the people that give me the strength to work. So what do we have in this newspaper? Two very happy things. First of all, usually we publish print 8 pages. This time, if you've been following us in the lessons in the past few weeks, Rav said, maybe we should write this and also do this. So instead of shrinking the content, we decided to go for the whole 9 yards. Mushi, with his generous heart, he agreed that will print 16 pages, and that's what we have. So it's a double newspaper all about Tisha B'Av. I'll go over it in a quick review. The rest speaks for itself. The Israeli society is torn into different pieces, and the temple has been destroyed 2,000 years ago. What we should do is not cry over it, rather rise and connect. Gilad Shadmon writes about the pride we started having in 1967 after the successful war, and how we're all actually on a roller coaster. And if we don't care for the connection in the world, we'll all crash. Nitza writes about the second round of elections we're going to have. Anat Elinav interviewed people in the Israeli societies, creators and history professors that speak about their pain and the social destruction we're in, how we have to work in unity. We have Lior Gur wrote about the destruction of the temple, step after step, what actually happened there and how it is relevant to our days. Rav has an article about the four exiles and the four redemptions, according to the wisdom of Kabbalah from the days of Abraham till today. Asaf gave us the historical story about the Nazis that supported Israel actually before it all became the negative twist. There's an article about the boycott, how the times of the Nazi Germany in the 30s is actually very similar to what's starting to happen today. This is a long article, and then Oren talks about love and the Tu B'Av, the 15 of Av. Noga gives us a different angle about the Israeli society, and two friends who came back from abroad and they felt the feelings outside, Aran Kurtz from Oxford and Shelley and Gershon Peretz from France, show us how much the Jews there deny anti-Semitism. There's an internet campaign on the way, but I think that's enough for this people. It's a very profound newspaper, I would say. It contains our whole Torah on one leg.
What?
We have a report and a schedule for tonight, if we can have the slide on. Tonight, Thursday, July 25th, we're going to have a women's lesson, starting with a preparation at 6:30. And then 7 until 8:30, we're going to have a women's lesson. So we're not having the usual lesson. So we sent you the schedule on Sivivatova. Following these great news about the newspaper, where every person in Israel will just read the newspaper, will cause a final correction. And we have 100,000 printed newspapers. And here in Petah Tikva, we're going to reach 100,000 people. Maybe 10 people can read every newspaper, and that will really do the work. Effie just shouted, what else can we do? I'm inviting everyone in the upcoming week or 10 days. Let's make every person in Israel read this newspaper.
Try and hand it out qualitatively. With our intention from the bottom of our hearts.
Thank you to our TV viewers. Have a good day. New courses in Kabbalah Lam College. We're going to have an intro lecture today at Shoham, July 25th. For details, please call us 1-700-509-209 or in our website. Congress in Moldova. We're inviting you all to a special congress we're going to have on September 6th through 8th, from Unity to the One. For details, go into our website, kabbalah.info/convention.